Sleepover. A Psych, Sean Gus fanfic, written and read by Fearless Jones. Gus? Sean waited for a moment in the darkness, but no answer. He crept forward stealthily, getting close enough to the bed that he could almost clearly see the features of his friend's face. Gus! He hissed again. Gus snuffled, turned towards the center of the bed, and promptly began snoring. Man, you are one heavy sleeper, Sean muttered. He shrugged, then slowly navigated his way to the far side of the bed. Tentatively, he lifted the covers. When his friend didn't stir, Sean eased his long frame under the sheets. He sighed, relieved to have a place to sleep for the night, and proceeded to squirm around in a quest for the perfect sleeping position. He thought he'd found it when he turned to face the middle of the bed, but he'd barely gotten his eyes closed when he was rudely awakened. Gah! Oh my god! Gus's eyes had flown wide open with abject terror. He was still half asleep, which made his scream high-pitched and nearly incoherent. It reminded Sean of Gus's squeamish reaction to their very first crime scene. Whoa, whoa, hang on a minute, Gus! Sean pleaded as he scrambled off the side of the bed and fell to the floor. Gus! A heavy pharmaceutical sample case whizzed past Sean's head and landed with a loud thump against the far wall. Gus, stop throwing your junk at me and wake up! Hands in the air, Sean peered at his friend from over the edge of the bed. Gus was nearly clinging to the door, panting in residual fear and growing steadily angrier. What the hell is wrong with you, Sean? He growled, and gently whacked his head against the doorframe. Are you trying to give me a heart attack? I'm sorry, Gus. I thought, you know, after the last time I snuck in here, you appreciated the coffee I made. After that, I sort of assumed I had free rein of the place. Forehead still against the doorframe, the other man groaned. Why were you in my bed? You weren't trying to rape me, were you? Well, you're a sexy guy. How could I not? Gus's mouth dropped open in horror. Sean held his gaze for a moment before quirking an eyebrow at him. Seriously, Gus, I was evicted from my apartment. I don't exactly have a car to sleep in, so... Why didn't you call or knock like a normal person? Normal's boring. Besides, I didn't want to wake you. And crawling into my bed? Your couch is crap, Gus. And it's not like we haven't shared a bed before. Remember all those sleepovers in my dad's camper? We're not 12 years old anymore, Sean. He considered a moment. At least, I'm not. Sean ran a hand through his unruly hair. He rolled his eyes at his best friend as he stood up and reached for the covers once again. Don't be a baby, Gus. Are you coming back to bed or what? Let me get this straight. After being woken up at 3 a.m. with a near heart attack, you're inviting me back to my own bed, which, I might add, you've just stolen out from under me? Sean grinned as he reached over, stole Gus's pillow, and stuffed it under his own head. Yes, that's exactly it. Now come back to bed. I'll even tell you a ghost story. Gus gave his friend a death glare, but slowly moved to stand at the edge of the bed. I'll never get back to sleep, Sean, he whined. I'm too wired now. And besides, I'm going to be scared shitless for the rest of the night. The other man yawned and reached out a hand. Want a cuddle? Blinking, Gus stood still, forcing himself to decide if he heard what he thought he heard. What? Sean's eyes slipped closed, but he kept one arm outstretched as he snuggled deeper beneath the comforter. I usually sleep with one of those body pillows. And, if we snuggled, you wouldn't be terrified of your own shadow, he explained. Come on. It would be comfy. Gus sat down on the bed, suddenly weak and extremely peeved. Sean, he asked icily, when have we ever cuddled? There's no precedent for this. I mean, when have I ever even remotely agreed to cuddle with you? One green eye became visible from under the sheets. Well, there was that one time in high school when I had to haul you out of the haunted house, crying. You don't take surprises well, do you? Narrowing his eyes, Gus stood up and pulled back the covers. He would be damned if he'd let his best friend ruin his sleep pattern. I'm getting back into my bed, Sean. You stay the hell away from me. Gus angrily yanked his pillow back out from under Sean's head and resolutely rolled over onto his side. Sean's expression was vaguely hurt as he stared at his friend's back. I predict that, by morning, you'll let me cuddle you. You're not a real psychic, Sean, so shut the hell up. In response, Sean poked him between the shoulder blades with one finger, attempting to annoy his friend into acquiescence. What, are you afraid you'll like it? Sean teased. It's okay to like it. We're buddies. Another poke to the back, and Gus was answering with a new vehemence. But that's totally gay, Sean, and stop freaking poking my shoulder. Sean pushed himself up on one elbow to peer over his friend's side and into his face. Gay shmay, you're my best friend. No response from Gus, so Sean lay back down and fiercely bear-hugged him in a childish way that Gus secretly found endearing. See, isn't this great? Sean asked, sharing his friend's pillow. Gus closed his eyes tightly. I hate my life. He could feel Sean grinning against his back. That's the spirit. You are so getting Employee of the Month for letting me stay here, if it helps you any. Fantastic. I'm sleeping with my boss. Sean's only answer was a contented sigh, followed by gentle snoring. The end.